Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with best-selling author Susan Mallory, and her latest book is called Almost Perfect. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Almost Perfect is the second in a series. We've got Chasing Perfect, Almost Perfect, and Finding Perfect. You just keep churning them out, don't you?
I do churn them out. I love what I do, and I didn't know that real writers only wrote a page or two a day. I started writing. I wrote 10 pages. It seemed like a nice round number. And that's what I did. And then I took a workshop on how to write faster, which was really fun. So then I worked up to about 15 pages a day. And then I found out one of my heroes wrote 2 pages a day. And I thought, oh gosh, if I want to be like her, I better only write 2 pages. So I went home and wrote 2 pages and was like, okay, great. Now what do I do with the rest of my morning? So forget it. I write 15 pages a day.
Hey, whatever works for you. And this is working very, very well. Tell me about Almost Perfect. What's it about?
Almost Perfect is about a woman who has to go back to the small town she grew up in. She vowed she'd never go back, but her nieces are there. Their dad's in jail. Their stepmom abandoned them, and someone has to take care of them, and that's going to be her. So she shows up reluctantly. She's the bad girl. Well, she has the reputation of being the bad girl. She actually wasn't. And the guy who was the good guy, they dated, but no one knew. And then he threw her under the bus, and she's a mystery writer, and now she kills him over and over again in her books. So that's really fun.
Take me from Chasing Perfect to Almost Perfect to Finding Perfect. Tell me about the story arc here.
These are books set in a fictitious town called Fool's Gold, and I've decided to write an open-ended series. I've always done 3 or 4 book series that had a definitive beginning, middle, and end. I wanted to try something a little different. Some of my readers had requested that the series didn't end, so we're experimenting with that. I'm writing the books in groups of 3, so currently I have about 9 contracted, so these are the first 3. So every year there will be 3 Fool's Gold books, which is the town, and I will write a trilogy. So it completes itself in a year, but the characters will keep appearing. It'll be ongoing.
It's become so popular, you've had to create a website, haven't you?
I created a website for my readers. I actually did it before the books came out. I have the most amazing readers. I've been writing for many years. I've written about 120 books, and you can't do that without fans who support you. So I wanted to give something back. Couldn't afford to send them all, you know, Godiva. So I created a website for my fans, and I have an assistant who just really stepped up to it. She put most of it together for me. We wrote the content together. It looks like a real town website. And then we have a lot of free things for readers. We have a cookbook. We have an adorable puppet pattern if you knit or know someone who knits. It's based on my poodle. There's all kinds of goodies. There's little movies. There's little videos. It's a lot of fun.
You're a multimedia mogul.
I love multimedia. I am sort of addicted to Facebook and Twitter. I love the internet. I don't have to have research books anymore. I can go Google weird things without having to look it up in a book. I love it. I love the internet.
Where do you get your story ideas?
I get them from everywhere. The first Fool's Gold book came out, I wrote it about a year ago, and about 18 months ago, I read an article about the census, that the census was coming, and all the things you find out about your town from the census. And I thought, well, what would be really embarrassing for a town to find out for itself from the census, because I'm always looking for the weird thing. And I thought, what if there were no men? And they sort of knew but didn't want to acknowledge it. So the premise of the first 3 books is the town has no men, and that's about to get out into the media. And the women are very nervous because they're happy. They don't want the world to see them as laughable and desperate spinsters. They're not. It turns out there's a Mayan curse that's going to come out in a couple years. We'll find out about the Mayan curse. But there really is a man shortage, and they're having to deal with it.
All right. You're giving us a little glimpse into the next trilogy.
I know.
Do you want to go any further? I'm sure your fans would want to know.
It's going to be fun. There's actually going to be a reality show called True Love or Fool's Gold, based in my Fool's Gold book, in book 4. And it's all going to explode because of this man shortage. There's some fun things coming.
I was going to say, this sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I love what I do. I'm very blessed. It's fun. I mean, I sit around and I think about men and women falling in love, which is hysterically, I mean, it's just funny when you think we love men, men love us, and we really shouldn't live together. It doesn't often go well, but it's biology. I mean, I love my husband. There's no one else I want to be married to, but there are days I could cheerfully, you know, lock them in the closet. And you just can't. There's rules against that. So I love what I do. It's fun. And I'm really blessed. My readers love it, too.
Are your books as fun as you are?
My books are pretty funny. They're funny and sexy, but they're also emotional. In what I do, you don't have a dead body or space alien, so you've got to drive the book with the characters. So I try to get people who I'd like to know. I write about women I want to be friends with.
The latest in the Fool's Gold series is called Almost Perfect. It follows Chasing Perfect, and it precedes Finding Perfect. And the author is bestseller Susan Mallory. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.